Okay, today's question is US Airways listening and are you listening? I just read a blog article about a poor customer experience with US Airways. It got me to thinking about the ways we listen, and I think it could be described as two different types of ears. First, we have consumer listening, skeptical ears. First type of ears are those of a consumer. We have consumer listening skills which are pretty basic and instinctive. These are the ears we use to hear scandal and negativity. Most people have this set of ears cranked way up to hear anything they need to know as a consumer. Consumer watchdogs are everywhere, and social media brings them out in a big way. In fact, it allows each and every one of us to be a consumer watchdog and to tell our story. Anybody with a bad experience can make a pretty loud sound using social media. Now then there's the other kind of ears. Consumer listening, marketing ears. With a different set of ears, we hear the marketing message of a company. We turn the sensitivity of those ears way down. These are the ears we hear all the good things that a company does and the reasons we should buy from them. As a test of your ears, just consider it this way. Do you hear me better when I say, I want to provide you with my valuable SEO and social media marketing services? And I do. Or when I warn you about ways that you may be screwing up your social media and SEO. You see, your instinct is to hear what could hurt you more than hearing things that can help you. This is why it takes so much more effort to spread a good marketing message than to spread a negative message about a company. We have all heard that it takes many rights to correct a wrong, but what if you could turn the wrong into a right of sorts? Now let's talk about turning up the marketing ears. There are a lot of ways to turn up people's marketing ears and help them to hear you. Ironically, it can sometimes come from whispering into their other set of ears, their skeptical ears. If you're running a business and somebody is talking about your brand, you should be listening to the negative and even using it to your advantage. I see it all the time that companies are either not paying attention or they hear negativity about their brand but they do not address it. They act kind of like an ostrich and stick their head in the sand. What they often overlook is all the potential for benefit they may be missing. They see it only as damage and often try to ignore it in hopes it will go away. The truth is that it is not going away, and ignoring it only serves to cause a sense of passive aggression and makes people want to scream even louder. US Airways' best and worst scenarios are something to be considered here. What if US Airways hears this message of discontent about their brand and ignores it? It means that they'll further lose faith from this consumer and also that of all the others he encounters, both online and offline. On the other hand, what if US Airways used it as an opportunity to regain his faith? What if they were able to improve his opinion of US Airways and even come to make him a fan of their company? Can you imagine the value of turning it completely around and showing a disgruntled customer that you really do want to make them a happy customer? I suspect that the disgruntled US Airways customer, Jeff Gibbard, will soon have answers to whether US Airways is listening. In the meantime, some skeptical consumer ears are perked and just waiting for US Airways to whisper. Are you listening with both sets of ears? Come here and let me whisper in your skeptical ear. Call me up, 866-A-WEB-GUY. Love to talk to you about some social media marketing and SEO services. Hope I've been helpful to you today. Get your ears on and start listening to what people are saying about you.